Even if you've never experienced a wheelchair, you can probably surmise the basic challenges of dining out in public. While stairs and restrooms are pretty obvious, there are finer points to dining out with a disability, ones that are more complicated and more personal. Dan Pashman, host of the podcast The Sporkful at WNYC, decided to dig into the issue firsthand, and he joins us now. Hey, Dan, good to have you with us.
Hi, Lynn. Great to be here.
So, Dan, tell me how you went about getting this story.
Well, I mean, it first occurred to me, I was out to eat, and I was at this restaurant where the chairs had arms, but the arms didn't really fit underneath the table. And so I couldn't get as close to the table as I wanted to get to feel comfortable, to eat comfortably. And, you know, I'm always kind of obsessing about these details of eating. That's kind of what we do on The Sporkful a lot. And it occurred to me, like, if I was in a wheelchair, this could be an issue I would run into all the time. So I wanted to go out to eat with a couple of people in wheelchairs and learn about some of those, the bigger and smaller issues that might not be obvious to me or any of us who aren't in wheelchairs, what it's like for them to go out to eat. So I went out with John Hockenberry. He's the host of The Takeaway public radio show, and a gentleman named David Friedman, who is a special ed teacher by day and a blogger by night. He writes this blog called The Disabled Foodie, where he reviews restaurants both on the food and on the accessibility. So I went out with them, and I asked David what he thinks is the most important thing to understand about people dining out in a wheelchair.
How does the staff react to a person with disabilities? The other evening, it was right out of a cartoon. You know, the scene in the cartoon where everybody's confused and they all run into each other with the, what do I do? What do I do? And they didn't know what to do with me. They treated me like I was from Mars. They didn't even offer to help because they were so confused. And that's all it would have taken was, what can we do? How can we help? And there was, throughout the whole evening, there was none of that. And then they had told my friend that the restaurant was accessible. At the end of the meal, I said, where's the bathroom? Oh, it's downstairs.
Like, I would want to check bathroom accessibility when I walk in the door because it would affect how much I was going to drink. Because I wouldn't want to have to pee and then find out that I can't make it to the bathroom.
I think on some level, you know, the whole bathroom thing is partly my responsibility. I mean, I kind of have to, you know, be aware of, you know, what my needs are going to be. And it is happens to be the case. I mean, if you're spinal cord injured, if you suddenly have to go to the bathroom in the middle of a sentence, you know, it's a major deal. But it's not the hugest issue for me, because for me, the question is, do they treat you like anybody else in the restaurant? And there are restaurants that do. And I tell you, my favorite place in the world is Il Molino in Manhattan. They got three steps in there. I just knock on the window. They come out, they get me, they put me in. It's not accessible. I wish they'd get a ramp, but you know what? The way they treat me, it just totally compensates for it. And when I'm in the restaurant, I mean, I could be Frank Sinatra.
So it sounds like a place could have full accessibility. They could have ramps. They could have everything. And if they're a bunch of jerks, well, that doesn't do
That's
much
true.
Good.
No. That hurts.
Yeah, that does hurt.
But I call ahead is my process. And over time, I've learned what questions to ask. Just asking, is the restaurant accessible? A lot of the time what I've found is the staff may not know what that actually means or what that looks like. So they'll tell you yes, because they're coming from the place of, well, I was able to get in.
Or they just have seen someone in a wheelchair in the restaurant and they just don't think about what it took to get in there.
So I ask specific questions about, is the bathroom accessible? Are there grab bars around the toilet? And if it comes down to it, I ask, are the doorways 34 inches or wider?
A single step is invisible to people. You really do have to say things like, how many steps are there to get into your restaurant?
I'm curious to ask, and I'm sort of, you know, playing devil's advocate here a little bit, and David, in particular, because you're a special ed teacher, I'm sure you have a level of expertise with a wide range of different types of disabilities.
Yeah.
Is there a certain type of disability or level of disability in a certain situation in a restaurant where if the restaurant said, you know, we can't serve you here, we can't accommodate you here, is there any level or any situation where you feel like that would be okay with you, that you would understand where the restaurant was coming from?
You're really playing devil's advocate with me, because my answer is no. By law, they have to be able to accommodate. And you've got me in the frame of mind of thinking about my students. And if anyone refused them, I would be really angry. Because there's no reason. A person is a person is a person. A need is a need is a need. And one of the things that was said to me recently that really resonated is that everybody will be disabled, be it permanently or temporarily, at some point in their lifetime. Be it you're on crutches because you broke a leg or what have you.
You know, that's what we rarely think about. And we're all going to experience it in one way or another. Dan, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lynn.
Dan Pashman is host of The Sporkful from WNYC Studios. And just like The Splendid Table, it's available wherever you get your podcasts.